from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Heidi and Frank Show, 9:03 on a Monday, and Christian Hand has joined us once again.
Yes!
Hello, everybody. Happy Mondays.
Always excited to find out what you bring us. We never know what Christian's going to break down
until
he sits down in the chair.
There's been a theme for the past couple weeks, so I'll let you all work out what the theme was. It's meta. I like to do things that are meta, so I'd like this microphone to not suck.
Well, good luck.
Hold on, let's just fix this.
Isn't this
live
good
on
radio?
The air. Yeah. There it is. All right. It is, of course, Queen's Radio Gaga. Now, here's a little thing. You were mentioning Lady Gaga earlier. She credits her name from this song.
Oh.
She was a huge fan of Radio Gaga. By Queen, and she decided to call herself Lady Gaga for it.
Oh, wow.
So, this is originally called Radio Kaka. And then they changed it to Gaga, which would have made Lady Kaka a little weirder. Honestly,
God.
Let's think about that. Doesn't quite work as well. The album was called The Works. It's from 1984. Roger Taylor, the drummer, wrote it. So here's the thing that I like to point out about Queen. I consider Queen the greatest rock band of all time. You can't call the Beatles the greatest rock band because they weren't a rock band. They were a cultural phenomenon. So then you just put them on the Mount Rushmore of rock, and then you start the list after that. Queen is in the number one position. For a number of reasons, one of them being that every single member of the band is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Songwriters Hall of Fame,
oh, wow.
And every single member of the band wrote number one hits and hits. Roger Taylor, A Kind of Magic, Radio Gaga, One Vision, These Are the Times of Our Lives. John Deacon, the bass player, wrote Another One Bites the Dust, I Want to Break Free, You're My Best Friend. All of those were number ones, by the way. Brian Ray wrote The Show Must Go On, Tie Your Mother Down, We Will Rock You, Who Wants to Live Forever, Fat Bottom Girls, Flash Gordon, and I Want It All.
Jesus.
Freddie Mercury wrote 71 songs, Brian May wrote 64 songs, Roger Taylor, the drummer, wrote 23 songs, and Deacon, the bass player, wrote 26 songs. That is why Queen...
Hard to argue with that.
Can't really argue with them stats, if you know what I'm saying.
I guess you can always tell who wrote... No, Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh, yeah, you're like bass player. Yeah, I think that's... So that's yours, Deacon? All right. So this is... a beautifully constructed drum track that I believe is a little more, it's a little bit more a drum machine than it is human playing, but it's doing a very specific job. It just does this. And then there's the epic bit of when we go to this and the yeah. Hand claps. If you haven't seen the Wembley performance, you should go on YouTube today and watch the Wembley performance when they do this and the whole arena's doing the hand claps. It's just epic. So, you know, it's not that we're going to give the drums short shrift. They just don't do a lot of fireworks, but they get the job done that they need to. On bass, of course, one of my favorite bass players of all time, John Deacon, who also built the guitar amp out of pieces that he found in the garbage that Brian May plays all of his solos through. So that's going on as well. But here's Deaky, man. This dude's bass playing. Epic. And put the drums in with it, you get this.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. Ready? One of the greatest bass players of all time. So he just cruises along. Fingers. No pick. Unnecessary.
So you hate Bohemian Rhapsody because you love Queen so much. Is that what
the movie?
Yeah, because I remember you saying you hate it, but I didn't realize your hatred for it is because you love them so much.
Yeah, like if you're going to tell the story of Queen, you should tell it accurately because the story itself is already absolutely epic and deserving of the band Queen. So there's no reason to turn it into a Hallmark card movie of the week and change all the factoids around and then just make stuff up because you think it's going to work better for the average audience. It's not needed. Not needed. So he rolls along and then he does this bit. This part right here. This is amazing Deaky. I labeled this. Here he goes. Mm. told you this was, if I didn't tell you this was Radio Gaga and told you to guess, you'd have no idea.
No.
I mean, he's all over the place. And then at the end, he does this, where he just goes, ooh. And he never worked with another band again. After Farooz passes away, he says, I have nobody else left to work with. Why would you? Who am I going to work with after I've worked with Freddie Mercury? He's like, that's it. You've peaked. You're already done the A-list. You're over. So he never had anything to do with it. Never got interviewed. His lawyers dealt with the band for all of the legal issues, and he was out.
Wow.
So Brian May also happens to have a PhD in astrophysics, because most guitar players should have that, I might add.
Well, and you know, backup plan.
If you're going to. Always have a plan B.
Yeah.
And he does this on this track. This is one of my favorite Brian Mays, because it is, yes, that's a guitar. And then this bit, he goes,
that's pretty.
So pretty. But somehow still manages to sound medieval and like he's from Hawaii at the same time. It's unbelievable.
Medieval
what this guy,
Hawaiian.
It's like a medieval Hawaiian guy. So if we put Deacon in with this, you can start to hear the way that these guys construct. This is solely a Queen maneuver. So much going on. Let me get to this bit. Ready? Yeah. It's Brian May on guitar. It's so good.
That sounds like something's wrong.
He's inventing Tom Morello. It's so good if you put it in with the bass and the guitars and you get this. It's actually doing something.
It's weird.
It's not a guy messing up. You all right, Brian? I think he's having a stroke. So good. And then later on, he gets to some of this magic. These weird chords.
Hey, Brian, I think your phone's cutting out. We'll call us back.
Yeah, right.
I'm doing a guitar track. Shut up.
I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Amazing. And then he gets to this bit. This is just ridiculous. Beautiful. All right. So you got all that stuff. That's only a third of the way through.
Because well, I was going to go buy the sheet music for radio. And I'm doing the guitar part. I'm like, what is this?
How do you even write that out? This sucks. I'm going to go back to learning how to play Bohemian Rhapsody on the piano, Mom. So then you get this, which is just the base of the whole thing. Which is so good. there are a few bands that managed to transition from their 70s through the 80s into the, you know, the 90s or whatever, but there's few bands that held it together and still didn't sound like they were selling out. And these guys just, because it's great songwriting. So you can now hear the guitar bits that he was doing. When you hear it with the, it actually becomes part of that. It's actually working inside the sequencer riff. Brilliant. And then here. Starts to all stack together. I hope somewhere in Larchmont right now, Brian May just woke up and is like,
"Is that?
Something's going on somewhere. I can feel a disturbance in the force, lads. I'm not sure what's going on, but it's happening somewhere. Turn the radio on." I mean, it's just brilliant. I mean, it's just, it's song construction. Get this. You want to hear, "Oh, Brian. Oh, Brian." This is when he really wakes up. "Get me a cup of tea. Somebody's showing how brilliant I am." So majestic. With a slide. And then the ending, just a little. Brilliant. Mm. Less is more.
You can hear the astrophysics influence on that. Yeah. I mean, that's like space right there.
Yeah.
So, of course, on keys, you get some of this, and then you get, it's the 80s. You can feel my pants pegging as we sit here, or something.
At
his ankles,
yeah. Beautiful.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I mean, in less gentle hands, this could have sucked. And then you had the bass. You start to feel it all. Tetris together. Amazing. John Deacon. So that is amazing. And then you get to this bit and you get to really hear how Brian May's weird little guitar things are doing all of the heavy lifting, right? Listen, so it does this. Which, if I may, I believe the sonic metaphor is the broken radio waves. That's what I believe is going on here. Put in Deacon. Oh, so good. All right, let's get to the fireworks. Of course, Fairuz, Mr. Freddie Mercury. And all of the background vocals are done by the drummer, Roger Taylor, who was the only dude who could get all about, like, when you listen to Bohemian Rhapsody and you've got that whole, the Galileo, Galileo Figaro, all the super high ones are all the drummer, because he was the only person who could get above Freddie in the vocal range. So all that stuff is him. It's amazing. So here is one of my favorite vocals of all time. Listen to this guy.
Sit alone and watch your light, my only friend, through teenage night. And everything I had to know, I heard it on my radio. You gave them all those old time stars, through wars or worlds, invaded by Mars. You made them laugh, you made them cry, you made us feel like we could fly. So don't become some background noise, a backed up for the girls and boys who just don't know or just don't care and just complain when you're not there. You had the time, you had the power, you've yet to have your finest hour. Radio, all we hear is Radio Kaka, Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga. All we hear is Radio Kaka, Radio Blah Blah, Radio What's New, Radio Someone Still Loves You.
Ahead of the time
watch
there.
The shows, we watch the stars on videos for hours and hours. We hardly need to use our ears. Our music changes through the years. Let's hope you never leave our friend, like all good things, on you we depend. So stick around, 'cause we might miss you when we grow tired of all this vision. You had the time, you had the power, you've yet to have your finest hour. Radio, radio, all we hear is Radio Kaka, Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga. All we hear is Radio Kaka, Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga. All we hear is Radio Kaka, Radio Gaga.
These harmonies are ridiculous.
Radio, what's new? Someone still loves you. Radio Kaka.
You guys want that as a drop?
Yeah. Radio Kaka. The Heidi and Frank Show.
Radio Kaka. You had your time, you had the power, you've yet to have your finest hour. Radio.
Radio Gaga from
wow.
Queen, man. One
wow.
of my favorites.
Wow.
It's an epic, epic tale. Man, so brilliantly done. What a band. The greatest band ever, as far as I'm concerned, in the history of music. And I've been talking about this on Instagram with the fact that, you know, I'm a huge radio fan, and radio is my number one love, because it's the only medium where the audience and you get to sit in the same moment at the same time, and it's such a special thing. And it's unfortunately decried and watered down, and that's really sad, because it's such an amazing gift for us to be on the air with you listening at the same time, in the same moment, and sharing that. So thank you to everybody that's supporting what I'm doing, and these guys for having me in. To be in Los Angeles doing radio is such a journey from England to here, from a seven-year-old kid who fell in love with it back then. So thank you guys for having me. Thank you, Queen, for writing one of my favorite songs of all time. And if you want to hang out with me today at 11 a.m. on Instagram Live at The Session On Air, I will be doing live sessions every day this week. And occasionally in the evening, I get really high and just turn the computer on and we see what happens. So that's always a fun one
very
as well.
Very well said about radio, too. I feel Thank the same you. Way.
Wow, it's my favorite thing.
That song, my God.
Right?
Heard it back then, heard it today.
I mean, and to hear that a cappella, I mean, just like without the rest, because I never, I mean, obviously I know that song, but to hear it all broken down.
It's beautiful. It's a great sentiment.
My tunes,
yeah, I mean, seriously.
He did Radio Gaga. Well played, sir. Well played. See you on the Instagram at King Trut, at the session on air, and of course, hopefully, live shows at some point in 2025. With a bit of luck. So we'll see you all there, COVID free and smiley faces under masks.
Oh, yeah.
Always fantastic.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Christian. All right, let's take a quick break. Come right back. Crank it up. We're Heidi and Frank.